And on the line, I've got Beth Torrance. Good morning, Beth.
Hi, Beth.
We want to talk about your music and about your gig that you're doing this Friday. Is it Friday 7:30 at the Old School? Have I got those details right?
Yes, that's right. It's at the Old School Arts Centre. I'm very excited to be playing. I played there a couple of years ago supporting Kendall A. Leese, and it was just a lovely experience. Beautiful venue. Very excited. It's the second stop on my tour that I'm currently on, the Tiny Flowers Tour, in celebration of my EP.
Okay. Are you doing the length of the country or anything like that, or just round the North Island?
Yeah, North Island. We started with Auckland, Raglan's next, and then Thames, and then Wellington finishes the tour off on the 8th of November.
Okay, so quick little tour, is it? Would you describe it as that?
Yeah, short and sweet, but certainly not, we're travelling quite a distance.
yeah, you are, regardless, even if it's quick. Have you got a support act for Raglan? Are you doing that for this one, or is it just you?
No, just me, but, very much looking forward to it. Doors are at 7, and things will kick off around 7:30.
Okay, and I wanted to ask, I mean, we'll play one of your songs later at the end, but can you describe in words what your music's, what it's going to be like, so people can kind of tell from that? Is that even an easy thing to do, to describe your music just purely in words?
Well, it's always tricky, but, because you don't necessarily want to have to explain away, the secret, but I guess I would describe it as indie folk. I love artists like, Joni Mitchell and Elliot Smith, if you're into that kind of thing. But yeah, it's just very, this EP is quite acoustic, because there's a lot of texture in it too. Lots of sassy vocals and some synths and some violin here and there. It's just a very sort of texturally lush EP, and it's a lot of fun to play and explore that live.
Okay, and the EP, like, that's brand new, isn't it? Like, that's just come out, has it?
Yeah, it came out a couple of weeks ago, on the 18th of October.
Okay, and is that your first recording? I think you've done more, haven't you, prior to this?
Yes, I released an album a couple of years ago called Let's Move to the Seaside and Never Feel Lonely Again, and that was produced by Carl Stephen of Supergroove in Thames. This body of work, I wrote mostly in Thames, but recorded primarily at Big Pop, Drake Street Studios in Tāmaki, Makaurau, where I'm based now, the EP has come out under Particle Recordings.
Yep,
so that's the studio.
Were you still at school when you put out that first EP?
Yes, I was.
How do you fit all that in?
Well, difficult. No, I think that, music is just such a passion of mine. It's really my favorite thing to do. So it just had to happen, really. The same now. I mean, I'm a lot busier now, but you kind of just find the time. There are certainly, delays, as there always are with music and so on, but it's great when you finally get to put it out. It's just so satisfying.
So how did you make the connection with Carl Stephen?
Well, he lived in Thames and sort of vaguely knew him. So I reached out, and we had a great sort of rapport. It was a lot of fun, and he really sort of understood the vision from the start, which was really lovely. It's always amazing to work with an engineer who just, when you really get each other.
I imagine also having someone like him, like, produces, it kind of opens a few doors or brings you to the attention of a few people at quite an early stage in your career, because, like, we mostly have small gigs in Raglan. We don't get, like, big superstars because we haven't got a big enough venue. So most of the people I talk to haven't been signed to a label, but you've already been signed to Particle Recording. So, how did that happen?
I just reached out and we had a conversation. I didn't really, go in anywhere with, it's always helpful, to have those, to have worked with people and to sort of add those relationships and those connections, to your kite. But it's really a long process of that sort of hinges on each release and what you're working on, and you're just sort of entirely focused on what you're working on, and then when it comes out, that's a whole new process. So
it kind of feels like it just happened for you, and that's cool.
I would say that I definitely put in the mahi and so on, but there's always a bit of a bit of luck involved, I think.
Interesting. So in terms of making the music, like, you, I presume you're writing it by yourself with a guitar somewhere and then bringing it to the studio. Is that how it kind of works for you?
Yeah, for sure. I always write at home, just on my guitar. And I love to just record a demo at home. For me, that really solidifies, the song. If I'm really loving it, I want to get it down. I want to record it. And often I get very attached to those demos, those home recordings.
Yeah.
So I'm sort of often angling for those, for certain takes to remain in the studio cuts. Like, I'll be like, can we please, keep that vocal? And I have to sort of sometimes be persuaded otherwise. But if it's something I really feel strongly about, then sometimes, a certain vocal or some guitar will remain in the mix. But, that's not to say I'm against studio recording. I absolutely love it, and I love being able to sort of experiment in that context too, and mix to the two processes, creative processes.
Yeah, so that, like, sometimes the producer brings in some things. I guess they can bring in some ideas you like and some that you don't. I guess that's how it goes, isn't it?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, the producer often has some great ideas. Like, I was working with Jake Rush. We get along really well as well. We have a really good rapport, and he wasn't trying to swing anything either way. But he would do something if he had an idea, and we had this spoken word track that I wrote at school, actually, in my last year, and it's entirely live. And Jake did this thing where he sort of drenched the piano and reverb at the end, so it sort of starts to fall in on itself, and it's so atmospheric and so sort of spooky. But that was just a beautiful idea, and I just think it makes the track.
Cool. Particle Records or Recordings, I can't remember quite exactly the name. Are they local to New Zealand?
Yes, they are. They're an imprint of Big Pop Records, Particle Recordings. They're based in Tamaki Makaurau, yes.
Okay, all right. I'm not totally up with everything going on in the music scene. And so you've produced the EP, so what are the plans, and you're doing a tour now, but what are the plans beyond that for you guys?
Well, next year I'll be heading off to California to play some shows, which is very exciting. Mm. But before that, I would just like to, start working on some new tracks. I'm already writing. I'm writing all the time anyway. So I'd love to, record some demos and see where they go, I think.
Okay. And like, whose music are you listening to at the moment?
Who am I listening to? My God, when you ask me that, everything goes out of my mind. But I'm really enjoying the band Fontaines DC at the moment. They're sort of an Irish post-punk band, and they're coming to Auckland.
Are they? I've been playing one of their tracks a lot lately, so I like their
music.
Yeah,
they're great. I'm also listening, I've been enjoying, I'm actually having a look right now.
Okay.
I've been enjoying a band called Subsonic Eye. Discovered them through BFM, and they're sort of this, I'm not sure where they're from actually, but it's sort of very atmospheric, and I would describe it as indie pop, I guess.
And do you think that, do you kind of foresee that if that's what you're listening to, that will kind of show up in your music, the next stuff that you make?
I think whatever I'm listening to really is perhaps it's a reflection it could be a reflection of, what I envision myself making, but often I think it's sort of, it's just so subtle, that osmosis of artists and music that you love. I 100% think that I've been influenced by my favorite artists. I've listened to the Beatles my whole life. I love, those artists I mentioned, like Joni Mitchell, but I also love Miles Davis and Billie Holiday and Nina Simone and things like that. And I think that, their sense of melody and has just, really influenced me as well. And my love of sort of creating melodies and experimenting with that. So, yeah, I think whatever I'm listening to definitely, informs my love of music and quite possibly, what I'm creating.
So was there a lot of music in your house growing up? Because that's a really wide-ranging sort of music influences you've been citing there.
there was. Always records on. But, huge music fan from day one.
And so was the family pretty supportive when you went to them and said, I'm recording this EP even though it's my last year of school or I'm in school? Some families might be like, no, you've got to focus on your studies. But I guess it wasn't like that.
Yeah, very, very supportive. I'm very lucky. I was recording those songs, a couple of years before they came out. It was just something that I did, So it just was sort of like the culmination of that, time to put these tracks out.
Okay, that's cool. Well, that's your first EP, but you've got the new one out now. Now I'm going to play... What did I see here? I was just looking around at all the stuff about you on the net. And should we be playing Tiny Flowers? Is that the one you want us to play?
Well, you're most welcome to. But the latest track is Ankle Sock. It's sort of the focus track of the EP that's come out.
We'll play that.
All right, sounds good. It got number one on the BFM Top 10 last night, which is very exciting.
Oh, cool. Yeah. So, what's it about?
I think it's about a lot of things, nostalgia, and sort of desire, and the sort of the conflict that can sort of hinder, communication, to be broad. But I wrote it in Thames, and it's definitely got some themes, of that experience.
But it's called Ankle Socks. This is almost like a diversion, I feel.
Well, yes, there's a line about ankle socks, actually. The character wears ankle socks.
Right.
And Chris Riddell, he's the political cartoonist for The Observer newspaper in the UK, he actually made some artwork for the EP. That's the cover art, and he made illustrations for each of the songs as well. So the illustration for Ankle Socks, he drew the character as having, as wearing some ankle socks, which is very cute and very apt.
Where do I see that? I want to see this picture now. And how do you meet people like that? How does that even happen?
Well, again, I reached out and I said, I'm a fan of yours. Are you interested in making a few illustrations for me? And he said, yes, I'm a fan of yours too, and I'd love to. So that's sort of how that came about.
Wow, that's so cool.
And you can see them, you can see the cover art anywhere you like, but the drawings are actually for sale at my shows, the full set of the six illustrations. They're very beautiful and printed on lovely cards. But they're also, you can see them in the CD as well. They're printed in the lyric booklet, which I'm also selling at my shows.
Okay.
So, yeah, very exciting.
Okay, and I presume people can hear your music, aside from what I'm going to play now, on all the usual platforms like Spotify and what have you?
Yes, they can indeed. They can hear it on Bandcamp, Spotify, you get your music, pretty much.
You'd prefer they go to Bandcamp, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I know the musicians always, and it's an important message. Sometimes, you know what? Sometimes I have listeners saying, "What's the best way I can support? Where's the best place to buy music for artists that they'll actually see the money?" And I think Bandcamp's one of the better options, isn't it?
Yeah, Bandcamp's definitely, the best way to support your artists. But I use Spotify myself, so I definitely, just for all of it. Positive, but yes, I think it's there's a way to definitely mix it up and make sure that you're supporting your artist.
Okay, so we're going to play Ankle Socks now, and we're talking, folks, to Beth Torrance. She's got a gig this Friday, 7:30 at the Old School. Beth, where can we get tickets?
You can get tickets from Under the Radar. If you just go to the website and search up Beth Torrance, it'll pop up, or you can just Google Beth Torrance Raglan Old School Art Centre, and it will come up.
Okay, brilliant.
$20 or $25 on the door. The show starts at 7. Excited, and I hope to see everyone there.
Yeah, well, look, thanks for talking to us this morning, Beth. It's been really interesting to hear your story, and I hope you have a really successful gig tour and the future with the record company there.
Yeah, thanks so much, Aaron. Lovely to speak with you.
All right, folks, that was Beth Torrance there, and yes, Friday, doors open at 7, on stage at 7:30. We're now going to play Ankle Socks, which is the song she's got out at the moment. Here it is.
Stuff.